Right now, Governor-elect Tony Evers will take office in about 2.5 weeks. He's pledged to cut income taxes for the middle class by 10%, increase funding for schools, fix and fund roads, and accept federal money to expand Medicaid.
But he'll have to work with Republicans who hold a 27-seat advantage in the Assembly and a 5-seat edge in the Senate. They also passed bills in a lame duck session earlier this month that limit some powers of the governor and attorney general.
John Nygren is a Republican state representative from Marinette and co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Representative Nygren, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Well, it's the first time we've seen a divided government in Wisconsin for a while. What are you looking ahead at, Republican legislature, Democratic governor?
Well, I mean, I think there's going to be some opportunities for us to work together. I mean, I think things such as, the opioid abuse, something that I've worked on, I think that's going to be a very bipartisan issue as we move into divided government. I think continuing to prioritize education. We may have different views on how we get there and how much investment we make, but I think we both have those things in common. And from our perspective, I think we want to make sure that we continue to grow our economy and at the same time also focus on workforce development, because we got thousands of jobs that are out there that are going unfilled because we don't have the either we don't have the number of people to fill those positions or we don't have the number of people with those skills to fill those positions. So I think those are going to be some of the things that we can find some common ground on.
We'll dig into some specifics on those in a bit. I want to start with the extraordinary session. Over the last couple of weeks, among other things, your party did pass bills to curb some of the authority of the governor and the attorney general. Can you make the case now that those are passed?
Well, I heard the way you defined it as, I guess, curbed or some. I think the way it was portrayed in the media, I heard terms such as, power grab and weaken the governor. You know, when I called back constituents over the last couple of weeks and I asked them specifically what type of powers does Tony Evers not have today that he had 2 weeks ago, most constituents couldn't point to anything specific. I believe that it was, from our perspective, it was a balance of power issue and making sure that a governor coming in, newly elected, yes, has a lot of power, but he shouldn't be able to undo what has been supported by both House legislature, signed into law by the governor, just because he was against it. He should have to work with us at the table to negotiate to change things that had been previously passed.
Would you have made these changes if Governor Walker had won re-election?
I mean, I think that's a fair question. Actually, if you look at the number of proposals and things that were actually changed, I think about 75% of them had either been already proposed, passed into law, passed through the legislature. Some of them had been vetoed by Governor Walker. And I do believe it may not have been in a lame duck session, but I do believe that there would have been negotiations to make these changes, because we believe strongly that we have the three different branches of government. The only way to truly be successful and to represent all corners of Wisconsin is to have them all equally at the table. So, yes, I do believe we would have been having these conversations with Governor Walker if he had been successful.
Now, Governor Walker announced this Kimberly Clark deal last week before he signed these new changes into law. What do you think of this deal? The Senate wasn't able to pass something on Kimberly Clark and trying to keep those jobs. What do you make of this deal that the governor has announced?
Well, I mean, these are we had testimony in Joint Finance going back a few weeks ago in Kimberly Clark. I mean, these are good paying jobs, and to be upfront with you folks, I actually represent a community, Marinette, that has a Kimberly Clark plant in it. It's not necessarily affected by the potential closure of the Cold Spring plant, but these are good paying jobs. They're union jobs. They're family supporting jobs. They have been around for generations in Wisconsin, and I think I appreciate the governor's leadership to actually get us to a point where we can, we can work together with Kimberly Clark to make sure that those jobs are not only in Marinette, but in, Nina and throughout the whole state for generations to come.
Talking to State Representative John Nygren, Republican from Marinette, co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, looking ahead to 2019 in Wisconsin government. You mentioned roads and transportation. This has been a sticking point in budgets in Wisconsin for quite a while now. Do you see specific ways of either increasing funding for roads or doing more triage to spend what money we have?
Well, I mean, I do think there's been some creative ways already that have been implemented by the Department of Transportation as far as using the resources the people of the state already have given them. But I do believe long-term we need to reevaluate how we fund roads, because gas tax is not keeping up with the pace of inflation for road projects. Cars are becoming more and more fuel efficient, so that revenue stream is not reliable in the future. So I do believe that both parties need to sit down and address how we're going to fund roads, not just today, but into the future. That doesn't necessarily mean a gas tax increase. That doesn't just necessarily mean a registration fee increase. But it's like it's a true conversation about what the future of transportation looks like and how we fund it.
And you mentioned your work on opioid-related issues. I talked to Senator Schilling about this. You've passed a couple packages of legislation. Where do you still see room for improvement, for new interventions?
Well, I think one of the biggest opportunities for us in this coming session is to continue some of the work we've actually already started. Pew Charitable Trust, a nonpartisan group that works nationally with legislatures throughout the country, they actually chose us and one other legislature to work with to help us even strengthen our policies even more. We are looking to develop even a stronger system of treatment in Wisconsin, and one of the ways that we're going to do that is through the development of what's called a hub-and-spoke model. We spent the last 9 months or so studying how that would be implemented in Wisconsin. So rather than simply moving ahead, we wanted to make sure that we understood the different challenges we face as we go towards implementation. So going into the next legislative session, I believe that's going to be the biggest challenge for us is to now implement those ideas so that we can expand. I believe that if we do this, we could more than double the treatment availability in Wisconsin just by changing how we deliver that treatment.
Now, one of the biggest things Governor-elect Evers will do is issue his budget proposal sometime, in theory, early next year. Some of the Republican leaders in both chambers have already talked about crafting their own budget. Do you want to wait and see what the Governor-elect has to say before you dive in and make your own plan?
Well, I mean, I think we're always, you know, this is a split government. I think that this is the way it's intended to work. So Tony Evers will, you know, introduce his budget probably later in February, maybe into March. And I'm sure he'll travel the state promoting why he believes in what he's proposing. But the legislature, being Republican majorities, will craft a budget and take it to the people in the very same way. And at the end of the day, I think there's going to have to be a give and take between the governor and the legislature. There's going to be things that he likes that gets done, and there's going to be things that we like that gets done, and there's going to be things that neither one of us are happy with. So that's the decision that the people of Wisconsin made with a split government. And I don't believe that I believe that's a completely appropriate conversation that needs to be taken to the people, and they can actually help us decide which course is better.
I asked Senator Schilling about some of the unique issues facing her part of the state in western Wisconsin. Are there things going on in northeastern Wisconsin that you think maybe people in the rest of the state don't know about or overlook?
Well, I mean, the economic development aspect I talked about, I mean, Marinette Marine is a very strong, you know, economic driver in not only Marinette, but I mean, I think it's throughout the state. It's attributed to about 5,500 jobs in the state of Wisconsin, and their future growth is something that's vital for us. But also being able to fill those positions. I mean, and really good paying jobs in the community where it's very low cost to live and to raise a family. But I would also say there's some other issues, things like, you know, we've got some groundwater issues that are affecting my hometown based on some what are called PFOAs. This is based on a local manufacturer that has had some contamination over the years that's now affecting some of the wells. I think those are some of the issues that we all need to come together. And I think Republicans and Democrats, it doesn't matter. I mean, we all want clean water. So it's a matter of what systems can we put in place to make sure that we can assist when problems like that develop.
Our last minute and a half or so, as I asked Senator Schilling again, people might look at divided government and think, uh-oh, gridlock on the way, nothing's going to get done. How do you respond to that concern?
Well, I mean, I guess I've had some people say to me, you know, I'm not sending you to pass any one specific bill. I'm sending you to work on in my best interest. And I don't know that necessarily that means that we have to accomplish, you know, a preconceived list of ideas, but it comes down to, you know, listening to the folks that sent us here, and being flexible enough to work with the other side, especially in divided government. But at the end of the day, you know, like you mentioned the budget, for example, and at the end of the day, Wisconsin's not like the federal government. If we don't pass a budget, we don't shut down. Right, we actually will continue the services that people have grown to expect. Will continue. So, I mean, I don't know that gridlock is necessarily in Wisconsin what they might see at the federal level.
We'll leave it there and watch what's going on at the federal level, too. Representative Nygren, thanks a lot for joining us.
You guys have I hope you have a great holiday season.
And you. Thanks a lot. That's John Nygren, Republican State Representative from Marinette, co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. We talked with him about the lame duck session and the Republican priorities for the year ahead. Earlier, we talked to Senate Minority Leader Democrat Jennifer Schilling.